Opening bell just sounding on Wall Street. Stocks starting off in negative territory. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a cool forecast, but otherwise storm-free for the next few days. Today, mostly sunny, cool for this late in the season with a high temperature up to about 64, mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn, down to about 38. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. The temperature recovery begins with a high tomorrow, 72. We're up to 76 on Wednesday with more sun. Upper 70s to near 80 perhaps on Thursday, and showers and storms return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama Power Company has advised the National Weather Service that gate operations will begin soon at Martin Dam on the Tallapoosa River. Initially, they plan to open two gates. Those downstream of Martin Dam should stay informed of revised river forecasts for the lower Tallapoosa and Alabama rivers. An early morning crash has claimed the life of a Georgiana man. 36-year-old Thomas J. Thomas was killed when the car he was driving left East Dogwood Trail in Butler County, struck an embankment, and overturned. Thomas was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. The Montgomery County Commission has installed 14 little free libraries across Montgomery County. Often referred to as lending libraries, the small weatherproof sharing boxes are take a book, share a book, allowing residents to take a book to read and or leave a book for others. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house?
Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. And, man, we are having a great show before y'all got involved already this morning.
Hopefully it continues.
Good stuff happening. Today is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. A little cold for my blood. I don't know where all my peoples are from, but I'm pretty sure
they
came from somewhere warm. Little Miss Italian. Do you like the cold?
I don't like the cold.
No,
at all.
You don't, and I don't.
And it wasn't even cold in Philadelphia.
Because my people may have been from like by the equator.
I think your people were clearly from the equator based on your skin color.
Look, you're not exactly dark. Put your arm up there, Miss
Cappuccino.
Look, we're the same.
We are the same. Wait until
look
this
at
summer.
Allison. She looks like this white sheet of paper. Put it down. Blinded.
Scott, you're right.
I'm going to be just like you if I ever submit to my DNA being put in a
Portugal
giant database.
Is where you're from. Did you know that?
Really? It's possible. I got some North African.
Your cousin is my best friend. Excuse me.
Oh, and she said we've got some Portugal?
They did their DNA.
Did they really?
Yeah, you're not Cherokee. You're actually from Portugal.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe my side was Cherokee.
Well, I'm just telling you that there's one side that they thought was Cherokee, not true.
Yeah, I think it's, I think I have a grandmother since the separation with that side.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That was it.
That's great.
And that was the Cherokee lady. Mm-hmm. She was very tall.
I bet she was. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why are you getting on my case today?
I was going to say, I'm sensing some tension over the Spaniards, and I don't understand.
The Spaniards and the Moors. The whole argument sounds like, I'm blacker than you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm just telling you, I know some of your people are from.
Portugal and Spain and all those countries right in there, they have a very diverse DNA makeup.
The good news is
they really do.
We have a common ancestor in Adam and Eve. So really, we're all brothers and sisters sitting here right now.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Let's go.
She had aliens.
She's from Cane Stock.
I'm from that Union City.
The Union City.
Same
pasty
thing.
Union City. Everybody is here. We are ready to go. The ladies are back. Sky. We are, good morning to you. We understand that the update, good information for your wife who had her procedure earlier today, and all is good, and we are very, very, very happy about that.
If I could sing, I would sing CeCe Winans' The Goodness of God to you right now, but I can't sing. So
you
we're going to just
could hum it.
Keep that song going, The Goodness of God. All my life, you have been so, so faithful and so good.
Yeah, thanks. Just got the word just before we went on the air. You know, they postponed the surgery, the shunt surgery, several times and for different reasons. I came on home yesterday from Birmingham. Uh-huh. And I got the word about 9 o'clock. It was a go. So, kind of a long night.
Yeah, sure.
But about, I don't know, 8:50, I got a call from Dr. Howell at UAB. Surgery was a success. Martha's waking up.
Look at that.
Fantastic. Aww. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Good stuff, good
yes.
stuff. Going to be a fantastic day. So we're very happy. We're glad that, who was out last week? That was
everybody.
She was the beginning.
And you were the end.
I was
end.
The end.
And who was here the whole time? The anchor?
No, that's
Sky.
That's why we paid you the big bucks.
Sky was here. Very that's good right. answer. We're glad y'all are both back.
I like
could,
my
make
options.
It.
Do I want to go in today? Do I not?
Nah, it doesn't matter. I'm glad you're back, Abs.
Thanks, Scott.
When do you have somewhere to go next, Allison?
I don't
Friday.
Know. Maybe tomorrow?
Are you
I
got to
go somewhere Friday.
You're going somewhere
you
Friday.
Yes.
Oh, basketball.
Our conference tournament.
Basketball.
Yes. Basketball.
I really have nowhere to go. I'm sorry.
So you'll be here the whole time?
It's going to be awful.
I mean, you got me in trouble last week.
Oh, wait. What? Do tell.
I mean, look, I was defending our United States senator, the junior senator, and Allison was just giving her grief.
What
and
are you talking?
I don't even
that was Amy Beth. That's what I said. I said, my name is Amy Beth
from far, far away. I was giving my own commentary to myself walking around the Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia, buying desserts and things.
Did
had the best Chinese food of my whole entire life.
Really? In Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia?
Yes.
They have Chinese people?
Well, have you ever been to Reading Terminal Market? It's like a food hall.
I've been there.
Of
there are
your
like no
dreams.
Cats anywhere around.
Scott, it was so good. I'll never be able
no
to
dogs or
eat
cats
squirrel
anywhere.
Even
really?
The same way. Mm-mm. Anywho, so I was saying things on the air. Did I teleport my body back here as Amy Beth Shaver in the form of Allison?
You were very critical.
Akers, of, Sinclair.
Hey,
huh?
That's
very
not,
critical.
I feel like I threw Katie Britt a lifeline. Like
you did?
Yes. In that just be normal. Like you don't have to do this. Just
high
say
five.
Say your words.
Yes.
If the words
okay.
were good.
This is
the,
what I
the
agree.
The question is go ahead with the agree before I
100%.
Yeah, here's the here. What did you think?
I was not here. A couple of things. First of all, 6 months ago we knew she was gonna do the speech because she started growing her hair out. So we're saying, hey, GOP. Really? 6 months ago, you didn't know and couldn't do a better speech?
Wait, how did you know because she was growing her hair out?
Because it takes 6 months to grow your hair out, and all of a sudden she changes her look.
Wait, you have to have long hair to do the... No, I mean, I'm so
curious.
You knew something was up with the hair?
Well, if you look back and you see the complete transformation of wearing
eggplant
suits...
You knew she was getting pageant ready?
She was getting peanut festival ready, and I would recognize that anywhere. So she was growing out her hair.
Didn't she?
Her skin was. She was Miss Little Miss Peanut Festival, which is a big deal in Dothan. And so, congratulations! And I'm very proud that a woman was able to give that speech. But if you look back and you saw that transformation, you knew that speech was coming because she, first of all, was growing her hair out. Then she changed the clothes she was wearing. She had Politico, Newt Gingrich, all the powers that be. Look back in the summer, and all of a sudden we're like, why are they talking about Katie Britt? They were telling us then she was going to give that talk.
Very good point.
So
very good
she
point.
Did
very
give
observant.
That talk, and that is the situation is that while there are little nuggets of a future there, I would like to suggest that if we would just speak normally like we do when we're at restaurants in Birmingham where people hear you talking and know that you talk one way when you're just hanging out, chilling, having a good time when you're at Alabama games or at restaurants in Mountain Brook versus when you get on the air and you end up as a Saturday Night Live skit, then guess what you can do now? Take it and own it. And say, wasn't that hilarious? That's my advice going forward. Please speak normally. Mm-hmm. Own what happened. And if it don't double down, just go, hey, that was hilarious. That was my first time out. I listened to the speechwriters. Perhaps I should have added more of my own flavor. Mm-hmm. Because some of what she said was really good. But yeah, you couldn't hear it because it was masked by the auditioning for the Shakespeare Festival.
Right.
And that didn't need to happen. Because what needed to happen was mm-hmm. that Joe Biden was a disaster. Mm-hmm. And now all we have is, oh my gosh, but look at this. So we probably, perhaps, should change our MO.
Yeah.
So,
but that is the created entity, though. That is that's the entity that ran for the United States Senate. But it didn't seem as bad because running for the Senate was usually a 30-second TV commercial.
Right.
With a, as a mom. You know, that's all that stuff that works. And it will, I tell you that. You can survive it in 30 seconds. But when it gets to the 10-15 minute mark, you're like, gosh, make it stop.
Think about it if a man had done it. Think about if a man had done it that dramatically. You've got all these men out there defending mm-hmm. her today and over the weekend.
Alabama men, mostly.
Alabama men defending. Which is, I mean, and Mormon Mitt. And, uh-huh. and so you have all this and you go, if a man had done that, they would have just thrown him out. So instead of like pretending it didn't happen, own it.
That's good advice.
Spin it.
That's really good advice.
And say, okay, from moving forward, I had to get it out of the way. It's right. like an NBA player or a football player, and right. they just completely,
right.
you
that
know,
was my first
muff
star.
The punt,
right.
whatever. Like, my outfit was cute, though, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And I did win, and I am a junior senator, so mm-hmm. that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But next time, you will hear me mm-hmm. speaking, not in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I think a better spot would have been her car. Because all the moms we're in our cars, actually, or on a plane or trying to catch a flight or something. If you want to go, like, mm-hmm. to be the mayor of Realville, go where we
go
really
somewhere
are.
Real.
Go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. Go to your car.
Get from the
go
grocery store.
Go to a
store.
Flight. But be you. I'm begging you to be yourself.
But what if herself, what happened. What if herself is not genuine?
She is genuine around the people that really know her.
Okay.
She's a real person. Mm-hmm. And she's a likable person when you are just having lunch or dinner or right. coffee or whatever.
Right.
But I'm asking her, woman to woman, if you're going to be our junior representative, I need you to write your own speeches and I need mm-hmm. you to do it from mm-hmm. somewhere else. But own what just happened. Don't pretend it didn't happen. And don't send the boys out there to pump you up. Don't do it.
There's a bunch of Alabama boys.
It.
Now, the interesting thing about so much of this is outside of Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney does come and defend her, which I'm like, of all the Republicans.
I thought that was so weird.
Why?
Tommy Tuberville.
Tommy said.
She did a good job.
She did good.
We hired her as a housewife.
He did not go over the top. I thought he did what we advised Friday you should do, which is, you did all right. I mean, if somebody's going to come and ask me, you did okay. Yeah.
How do you think she handled it?
But not this. Oh, my gosh. It was the most amazing speech
gushing.
Ever.
No gushing.
And she should be vice president. That's just.
That's embarrassing.
Well, it's embarrassing. And we're back to the question again. Here's what's funny. If you were talking about hiring someone to run an engineering company, you would go, she's not qualified. She doesn't have to have a degree, but she's got to be around it, and she's got to have run a business and know how to be able to inspire mm-hmm. people, direct people, get them. She's got to be an executive. If you were hiring her to run a journalistic company, a newspaper, or even running a pageant, the whole thing that makes a pageant work, you wouldn't hire her. Because she's not been around it. She's not had a lot of executive experience. You don't know whether or not if she tells somebody, hey, Bill, I need you to do this by Friday, whether or not they can take those directions, all that kind of stuff. You wouldn't do it. If you're going to hire her to run a plumbing company, you wouldn't do it. You're going to hire her. So all these things people would say, well, she's not up to speed. She could be because she's smart. She's clearly intelligent. And then these people want to make her vice president? Where she would be one breath away from being president? Based on what knowledge? Based on what abilities? Based on what experience? Oh, golly gee, we like her. And she's our person. That's one of our real problems we have in America, is that our person is the best, whether they're qualified, whether they're ready, whether they're intellectual or not, whether they can actually do the job. We totally ignore that and decide that, well, our person needs to be the most powerful man or woman in the world based on the only reason is that's ours. She's ours. He's ours. Like Rand Paul. I don't think when Rand Paul was first elected, he would have been presidential material. So I don't give a rip if he's a doctor. Does that prove he's intelligent? Yes, in some form or fashion. But he's had enough experience now to actually know about international relations, where these things are, how this actually works, what's working here, how do you make something happen? And it doesn't just happen overnight.
It's identity politics, just on the right.
No, you're right.
That's all it is.
That's our girl.
Yep.
Make her president. I don't get it. Not saying she's not capable. I'm just saying we're way over the top with this thing. We'll be back.
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting?
Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, where we are the craziest in the Target parking lot. Have y'all seen the SNL thing? And y'all saw it.
I saw it.
Right? Yeah. I've only seen the first 30 seconds of it. Sky, have you seen it?
I have not. I missed out on that one. So
that's good stuff. So it is Scarlett Johansson, right? That's
Colin
Black
Jost's
Widow
wife, who he does the news on SNL.
Oh, really?
They're married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's Colin Joe?
He's the blondish.
Is it the white guy?
Yeah,
his black friend writes the lines for him, and then he writes the lines. Whoa!
Hey, you know what?
He's hilarious, guys, by the way, and he cracks himself up.
I practiced my response in the car. Uh-oh. You know what it would be?
What?
Wait, your response to what?
To Biden.
Oh. Okay.
Instead, what we should have done as Republicans?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
what
ready?
Should we have done?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The end.
This is radio.
So it's a wrinkled nose.
Yeah, so it's like an E. Yeah, that's what you got. That's it. That would have been good. Like 10 seconds of, oh, no, vote for somebody else and just cut it off.
And
that would have been classic, would it not?
Like,
every American would have been like, that is great.
That was my response.
That would have been good, really.
Yeah.
How would that have gone over, actually, though? I mean, like, if Senator Britt had said...
It would have been funny first, and then...
No matter who it was,
right,
it'd gone, ugh, with a squinchy face, and then just like, oh, no.
Because you know what that would have led to?
And then it just goes,
you know what that would have led to? That would have led to immediate bookings on shows so that you could go out and say exactly what you wanted to say.
That's a good point.
So
Saturday Night Live, and we said this before everybody else was saying it on that, was it Friday morning?
Yeah.
That it seemed like an SNL skit.
Like, yes.
And then later in that day, more people were saying, oh, it's going to be SNL. It's got to be an SNL. So, I mean, we were cutting edge on this is painful. And so Scarlett Johansson plays Katie Britt on Saturday Night Live. It's in the cold open or the opening scene. And it's not as good. Do you know when what was her name? I can see Russia from my house.
Sarah Palin.
The lady that did Sarah Palin was
Tina Fey.
Was a better Sarah Palin. I mean, she was really, she could
really
milk it and make it a little. Yeah, she upped it.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, who is talented and looks so much like Katie Britt on Saturday Night Live, could not up it. You can't out Katie. This is what I want to tell all my news talk friends across the state of Alabama, across the country. Many of them have been defending the Katie Britt response to the State of the Union. And all of you out there, look, I'm not mad at anybody, but go find the Saturday Night Live version of it. Play it. Play the real junior senator from Alabama. Have your eyes closed. And then tell me which one sounds like the Saturday Night Live skit and which one sounds like the real senator or a real senator. Am I wrong?
No, no. I mean,
other than the funny parts where it says I'm as a mom, as a mother, I'm the craziest
in the Target
bat in the Target parking lot.
And then the other favorite part is the cross when it turns.
Oh, I haven't seen the cross yet.
Like a QVC infomercial. Oh. And all of a sudden Scarlett Johansson holds up her hand like right underneath her diamond cross and says something like, "You can have one too." And then she kind of, this little square pops up that gives the price, you know, right. Like it does. And then she says something like, "And you can wear it in the kitchen and the club."
You're like, no.
I mean, can you not see the t-shirts now for the next campaign? Just put that, like, you can't out Katie me.
Right.
Make your campaign colors green. Like, this is such a ready-made campaign if you'll just own
it. Just own it.
But you're the only girl the universe is talking about today.
Right.
So own it.
Right.
Be in charge of it. Don't double down. Own it.
But she did double down.
And she did
she's
double
already
down.
She's
and
already doubled down. Exactly, so now we're telling her, don't triple
we
down.
We are the Katie Britt Advisory Committee, and we're telling you, don't triple down. Don't do it.
Her response, though, was, let's back up. Because she did take really the serious hits were about the story she told on the border. Mm-hmm. Have you followed this, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, several times she's given the talk about how, you know, she spoke with a lady that was repeatedly, you know,
assaulted right.
by the cartels. And this is, and she's giving this talk. Okay, this is one of those technicality things like they did when she was running against Mo Brooks.
What they did on Mo Brooks?
Yes. Be careful when you do that because it's going to bite you. Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, in the middle of Biden border policy, she tells a story how she met this woman who was, right. you know, for years held by the cartels and blah, 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 blah. Well, they did some fact checking. Apparently that happened under George Bush's administration, and it was a lady that was in Mexico that was held by the cartels.
Yes. No.
Yes. And that wasn't something that happened under Biden's watch. And I guess they reached out to Sean Ross, who's her comms director, and they basically admitted it was a non-denial denial. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That story
so
was...
So this story... See, I thought this story had been something she found out about since she had been a senator and she went to the border.
We all did.
So what I was led to believe was not accurate.
It was not. Now, Katie Britt said,
I never said it was when I was a senator.
That's exactly it. She said, you know, I was going through what Biden did in his first 100 days. I was telling about this story where maybe she has actually spoken to the woman. Mm-hmm. But like everybody that's sitting there listening that doesn't know details, you are led to believe that was something.
This is happening because of border.
Well, she started telling the story after she went with Marsha Blackburn and the other senator, female senator, to the border. So you just assume that that's something she heard that was happening on Biden's border. Not true. It happened under George Bush.
No, I'm actually disturbed. Like
That got your whole chair to turn toward Allison because you try to keep yourself in between both of us, everybody that you're in radio land. That got a full turn from Scott Beeson.
That is, that's astounding. That's,
so it's again, it's not a lie, but it's extremely misleading.
This is the time
I didn't break the lamp, right?
The football broke.
Correct. Wow.
This is when your football program needs to be realigned.
Wow. They need to restart. Do over. My bad. Time out. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile. For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Kelly, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Keeley with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
One of the most classic and customizable options for your home is custom drapery. Drapes can dress up a space, create privacy, black out a room, and be combined with other window treatments for an impressive and polished space. Just Blinds in Prattville is your trusted local source for quality custom drapery. Just Blinds offers pleated drapery, panel drapery, grommet-style drapery, and drapery hardware. Ben here inviting you to visit our showroom in Prattville or visit us online at gojustblinds.com.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures continue, but otherwise, it's a pretty good forecast for the next few days. Mostly sunny, cool for March today with a high temperature up to about 64. Mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn tomorrow morning down to 38. Tomorrow, the recovery begins with sunshine, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, my top three.
the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. Hope you've had a good morning so far. Let's get out to your phone calls, and then I've got one last question, and then we will move on past the State of the Union and the Republican response. Let's go to Red Top, then David. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, guys. I hope y'all had a good weekend. And Scott just gave me the news. That is miraculous. Let's keep praying, folks. It makes all the difference.
Amen.
That's right.
And I saw Katie Britt yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Yeah.
She was excellent.
Yes.
What, did either of your guys catch her clips on that?
Yes.
That was with Shannon Bream.
Yeah. Don't you agree? She was excellent. Now, she stays that way, going to be okay. That was a bunch of dumb crap with the timing of the lady she was talking about. They should have done a lot better job than that. They got the money to do a better job than that, guys.
They do. And here's the thing, Red Top. There is so much information pouring out of the border that all she had to say was the only thing she had to change was she didn't have to say she met him. She could have said, I know for a fact there are women, there are girls, there are children, they're having this happen. So the only thing they had to change was the part of the story that said she talked to him.
Yes. Now, I was speaking, you know, I'm working with Dick Brubaker's campaign manager right now.
Okay.
And I emphasized to him yesterday, Dick Brubaker's got to come up with specific bills, policies, things, his vision. He can't just say, I'm conservative and Donald Trump likes me. So if he wants to win, he needs, and this goes for all the Republicans. I don't hear one specific bill or solution to our problems right now. Now, since we have an industrial engineer sitting amongst the crowd here, I want to talk about the most important thing that's happening right now, the economy. My dollar is worth 50 cents at best right now at the gas pump because I'm paying double what I paid for gas when Donald Trump was president. My dollar's probably worth 30 cents at the grocery store because I'm paying three times the amount that I was paying before Joe Biden became president. Tell me, Al, am I correct in making that assumption?
You are correct, Red Top.
Okay. It's time everybody start putting things in terms we can understand. Inflation is a very dubious term. People need to get out there and say, my damn dollar ain't but worth but 45 cents. I'm tired of this crap. Let's get out of this. I want to hear some plans. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Thank you, Red Top. Yeah, I think I would go with, look, I can't afford to buy the regular things I've got to have. Mm-hmm. I can't afford to buy necessities. Mm-hmm. That's the best, that's the better sense.
But what can we do about it?
Elect a new U.S. Senate, U.S. House,
but
et cetera. I know, it's a long hill to climb.
Again, they have us hostage, and they know it.
And they've been working on it for 100 years.
This is purposeful.
Centralized, big government. You know, you can't just go down and get some milk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's got to be guidelines. Can't just go down to the local butcher shop. Joe that cuts up 5,000 deer all deer season can't, you know, can't do the local cattle. Let's go to David. David, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, all. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
You know, when I first heard Katie Britt's voice when she was running for Senate seat, I thought to myself, is she using a stage voice, or is her voice actually that way? Because if it is, she needs a vocal coach to work with her, because if she didn't have a job in the phone sex industry before she became on Shelby's staff, she needed to have. Because with that overdramatic, breathy voice, it's like Marilyn Monroe talking.
That's what they did on SNL. If you
keep listening.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, I think it was her. She goes, and now all of a sudden I'm going to start using a very seductive voice for no reason. And it's like, I don't get it. Here's what I mean, David, she's surrounded by lots of really smart people, political people. And so why would they say, yes,
that's what we're
going for? But maybe it's what she wants to do. Maybe she's the one that's ultimately saying, this is who I want to be.
Maybe it's worked before.
Maybe it worked with the junior Miss pageant, but it ain't working as a senator, U.S. senator.
It might work on Mitch McConnell.
So, David, you say that, but she was like this throughout her entire campaign, and she got elected.
Sure, yeah. Why?
That's a good question. I've been asking myself that. Why?
Why? Because I'm telling you, I was sitting there thinking to myself, when I found out that she was going to be given the Republican reply, I'm like, oh, great. Now the whole country is going to hear her and how she talks, and it is not going to go over well, which, of course, it hasn't. I mean, she could be as smart as she wants, but if perception is reality in politics, and she comes across basically as a dumb brunette, because of her voice.
Did you happen to see the little promo that she did? Somebody put it together, and it was the promo. It was her sitting at the kitchen table, and then they did a clip from her actual speech. And the one of her sitting at the kitchen table,
where she says, "Hey, I'm going to get the response tonight.
Hey, y'all, I'm Katie Britt. I'm giving a response.
It's really good."
And she goes, "I'll see y'all later." And it's you're like, she's not a robot. Like, it was very
this is great,
right?
Normal and pleasant. Yeah. So it's in there, but for some reason she doesn't want to use that.
But she comes across as staged. I mean, as this, sweet little Southern belle with this 12-year-old breathy voice. And that's how the public perceives it. That's how the media perceives it.
And it's kind of like she was auditioning for, Steel Magnolias. They were way over the top on their voices in that movie. Hey, David, I appreciate you, buddy.
There's actually, you may know this, there's actually a word, a term for it. It's called Fundie, F-U-N-D-I-E, baby voice.
What does that mean?
Fundie baby voice.
I was
going to
use cottywomple, but that's...
No, look it up. It's basically like, and I told when my daughter came in and was like, what is this? It's like she's yelling at me, but she's crying, but she's smiling. And I said, it's almost like when you read a bedtime story to your kids.
Yeah, well, we said it was like reading to the elementary school class because, you go and you're visiting, like, and then Jack climbed the beanstalk and it was...
Yes.
And you're in and you're out and you're smiling and you're over-emotionalizing it.
You're reading about grocery shopping, but you're like deep in the heart of the Isle of Publix. I was grabbing spaghetti.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
And I saw that Todd Starnes put this out, but I honestly had the thought to myself, and I wondered if y'all talked about this. Do you think that they did this on purpose to take her out?
No.
I thought about that because it's so over the top that somebody wanted to sabotage her.
Yeah, they're trying to embarrass her.
Yeah, I don't think leadership did, no. Now, there might have been somebody helping produce... It was like, oh, no, you've got to be more. But this is her.
Yes.
This is her running for the United States Senate. This is her 60-second ads.
Yeah.
But stretched out beyond your tolerance levels.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris will be up next. Then we've got how do you say his
Poison
name
Poison Ivy.
Poison.
You say it different every time.
Just stay with P. Eisen. It's wrong, but just stick with it.
We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing. and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard, using an inefficient lawn tractor, or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. That may be the most in-depth theological thing I've thought of in a while.
That was pretty good, Scott.
So smart.
Wow. I
mean, that God, that we were created in the image of God, but God was clear that he didn't tell us it was very much of his image. It's like a tiny infinitesimal dot of his image, because we are dumb dinguses.
Dingus. Dingus, favorite word.
Dinguses. Let's go to Chris, who's not a dingus. Chris, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It depends on the day.
Fair enough, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, I was just calling about the Katie Britt response. Hey, I feel sorry for her and her family. The horrible stuff people are saying about her is disgusting, but it's not. Unfortunately, that's politics in 2024. I do have a question, though, in regards to who is behind that. Is the RNC the one that helps do the response? the Republican National Committee?
I think it is the senators and the House members. I think okay. Senate leadership chose her. I don't think that goes out to the RNC, but I don't know that for sure.
I just wondered if it was because, you know, Ronnie McDaniel's gone now. Mm-hmm. Romney McDaniel, I should say. And I just wonder if her hands are involved in that. Which
I don't know. I mean, her uncle, Mitt, says that Katie should be vice president. So he seemed to be pleased with how it went. I would bet money, and not a lot of money, but if I was going to bet $20, I would bet it was Mitch McConnell, that crowd.
Well, that
Mitt Romney's in. Susan Collins, Mitch McConnell, yeah. Those folks. Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, can Mitch McConnell even have a conversation with somebody at this point?
Doubtful.
There'll be a glitch or two, but yeah.
He's worse off than Biden, I think, at this point. But
I agree.
It's sad stuff. But I think just the horrific blowback about it. I mean, of course, any Democrat, they're not going to want to go after or talk about Biden's policies. They're going to want to talk about Katie Britt and all this stuff, just kind of deflect what's going on in the real world.
Yeah.
Speaking of the real world, I'm trying to pivot real quick. Are y'all aware of this base camp stuff going on up in Huntsville?
Yes.
Yes, we found out about it. It's on our list of stuff to talk about. Yep.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to let y'all talk about that because I've read some stuff on the Facebook about it, and I'm like, who the hell is allowing somebody to run around space camp with children? I mean, this guy's a freak.
Well, people in Huntsville have been trying to sound the alarm about this for a year,
mm-hmm.
Where they were letting boys in the girls' dorms, and like the legislators, everybody has ignored them. Maybe this will get their attention.
I hope so.
Yeah, we need to talk about that for sure. Chris, I appreciate it.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Hey, let's go out to Bobby Breeding, who's got an update on some of the library stuff around the state. Bobby, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. So what's going on and where?
Well, I have been working with a group of people at the North Shelby Library since about October when some folks at my church asked me to get involved. A lot of what happened started in June of 2023 when Emily Drabinsky became the president of the American Library Association and mm-hmm. came out as a self-professed Marxist lesbian, and then it was on her agenda to push that forward through the library.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime during the Gay Pride Month, there was a, many of you probably know this, there was a display at eye level for the children that you walked in that contained some very concerning types of things that really should probably only be viewed by adults, but it was presented. I tell people, it looks like Pat the Bunny on the outside, and then when you open it up, it's pornographic cartoons. So that's not something that your children can unsee. And we didn't even ask them to ban the books. We asked them to move them to the adult section. But it's come out as we are book banners, and that's what they keep promoting. And that's when they brought the Democratic Socialists of America's Huntsville folks down. And about 12 of them came to the last board meeting last month. So I don't know what they'll do this month. And they typically call the cops, make it look like we are causing problems when it's not us. It's just
Hey, Bobby, can you stick with us for just a minute? We've got to take a break.
Sure.
I want to find out about this calling of the cops thing. That's fascinating. Bobby Breeding is with us. Give us an update on some of the things that are happening in the libraries, the North Shelby Library especially. We'll be right back.